we've just been talking about centre-halves, and there's a story coming in the last sort of hour or so, Gav, when we were recording this, about the issue with Lovren and about the idea of he's come back and, you know, he's come back from holiday and then sort of said, do you know what, actually, I've got a bit of a stomach complaint here. And at the moment, we don't know how serious the injury is. There's obviously rumours, but that's social media for you. But I guess what I'm getting at, do you think they should have got a centre-half in? Do you think that's somewhere where we've maybe all ignored the supporters and we're going into the season now and we've got Van Dijk, who his injury record's been pretty good for us, but if you look before that, he has had his issues. We're looking like we're going to have Joe Gomez next to him. Matip's injured again and it's not a big shock. And I don't know, would you have gone and got someone, even if it wasn't a worldie like Van Dijk, but just someone who you know is going to be fit every week, who's going to be there, because Klavan's out as well?
Personally, I would have. Yeah, I think I have a bias against Matip. I've never fancied him since he played with Liverpool. He's made of crisps. And he's injured again. Klavan, I think, has been injured as well, hasn't he?
He's not available for this
one. Gomez is... his injury record wouldn't be top-notch. Van Dijk, as you said, has been brilliant for us since he came in, but he did have a longish enough term injury with Southampton. I would have signed another centre-half. The worst centre-half to get an injury a day before the season starts is Dejan Lovren, because the narrative around him is just phenomenal. It really is. You know, like, if you had Klavan there saying, I've a bit of a stomach issue, I won't make it this week, it would be glossed over. Dejan Lovren does this and there's a complete meltdown. I like Dejan Lovren, you know, post probably September last season. But
post-sports.
But that's the truth. Yeah. Well, I said it the other night on one of our podcasts. If you look at the sample from there up to December and carrying on when Van Dijk comes in January, I think he's been excellent. I think he had an excellent Champions League final. I would have made him main man of the match in the Champions League final. I think he's had an excellent World Cup. You know, when you look at him against, say, England in the World Cup, he did a bit of a hard time, first 25 minutes. He adapted, and he was brilliant. But I think, for me, it would have been another centre-half in, because this can happen to Matip, it can happen to Lovren, and it can happen to Gomez. And three centre-halves that you might have to switch around every so often to play with Van Dijk and hoping Van Dijk is fit all the time is a little bit of a risk for me.